And with autumn beginning and Lent unfolding, we gather together, beloved, as a communion of lovers, seeking your face anew, as you are ever revealing the extravagance of divine love. And together we awaken the soft, penetrating gaze of the eye of our heart and enter into the timelessness of beholding, to behold you, our wounded, vulnerable, crucified, beloved. And we hold our hearts open to each other as love draws us deeper into the intimacy and intensity of Paschal loving in this sacred time of Lent. We are so aware of the tragedy of human earth suffering, the devastation of neglect, the horrors of indifference, the misery caused by abusive power, the sullenness of depression, the howl of despair throbbing in our collective psyche. And we feel the pain with you. And we are drawn to discover your presence anew. And delicately, attentively, we turn into the flow of your loving, lingering, surrendering, softly remaining. And resting our vision in a malleable darkness. And vulnerable, we hold. Behold. And compassionately feel. Feeling into the pain, into the vulnerability. We feel your compassion embrace and infuse. The words from John's Gospel. They shall look upon the one who is pierced. We shall look upon the one who is pierced. Echo in our heart. And we behold the one who is wounded. We are one with the one whose lanced heart becomes a womb of compassion. We are infused into the one who is love. And while the pain, the torture, and the scream of all that is disturbing looms heavy, tempts scattering, and heightens our resistance to feeling intimacy, the gaze of your love catches our glance, our gaze. Draws us and touches us deep in our hearts, melting and inviting us to risk a deeper and fuller intimacy. We look, gaze, behold, see that we see, until there is only beholding. We feel the intensity of your drawing us into your wound, into your heart, into the flow of love, knitting and oneing. You give yourself, we give ourselves. Your heart pours out. Our heart pours out. At first, the flow feels deliberate as we choose to yield into love's consciousness, actively knitting and oneing all parts of our being into love's flow. And gradually, the naturalness of our oneness takes over, and our organic being in one another calms, soothes, softens, quietens, and stills. Silence once. There is only one breath, love breathing love. Only one heartbeat beating. Only one body and blood pouring out love. Our hearts become liquefied, tender, peaceful, all embracing. Our hearts overflow in gratitude as love flows abundantly from the still point of our fullest being in one another. We breathe in love. We breathe out love. And we infuse the world in beatitude.